The Fleischmann's Yeast Hour, directed by Rudy Valley. This is Rudy Valley and Company. By a not altogether unusual coincidence, most of our acts this week seem to have just arrived from somewhere else. Just arrived from Hollywood is Colin Clive, who is Leo G. Carroll, will be heard in a one-act play by John Balderston. Also just off the trail from Beverly Hills is Willie Howard. Having just finished Rose of the Rancho for Paramount, Willie is reunited with Brother Gene for our show tonight. Just off the boat from Southampton is James Hilton, the young Englishman who wrote Goodbye, Mr. Chip, and Lost Horizon. Just in from Chicago, Kingsley and Kate, stars of the Chez Paris Review and the hit of the Actors Federation benefit I had the pleasure of staging last Sunday evening. The only local boy in our midst is Lou Lair, whose Dutch dialect ornaments your news reel features. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Billy House will not be in the program tonight. But he will be in the very, very near future. Put them all together, and the hour contains Lou Lair, Kingsley and Kate, James Hilton, Willie and Eugene Howard, Leo G. Carroll, and Colin Clive. It was my privilege to witness eminent English screen star, Mr. Colin Clive. You've seen Mr. Clive most recently in The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, and as the monster-making scientist in the Frankenstein pictures. He is in New York now, rehearsing for Gilbert Miller's production of the London hit, Libel, scheduled to open here during Christmas week. You will hear Mr. Clive tonight in a remarkable one-act play by John Balderston, author of Berkeley Square. Appearing with him is one of New York's most expert players, Leo G. Carroll. Colin Clive with Leo G. Carroll in The Other Place by John Balderston.
The scene. A lonely mountain road in Wales. A high-powered motor car is seen traveling towards the... traveling at terrific speed for such a road. Faster and faster it comes, cutting sharply around curves, swaying from side to side. The man at the wheel of that car is either a desperate fool or else he's bent on killing himself. There's a sharp curve ahead now. He'll never make it. He's going to crash. He'll crash. Look out! There he goes!
Strange. Very strange. Why, a moment ago, I was in a car on my way to St. David's. Or was it only a moment ago? The road was... the road. That tree. Oh, Lord, I remember now. The car skidded on a curve. And, good heavens.
Faded one wish, sir.
And what's that?
Eternal youth. I've taken 30 years from your age, sir.
Oh, so I'm 28 again, eh?
Forever, sir.
Oh, that's fine. And you? You're to take orders from me.
Not only take them, sir, execute them.
I see. You're part of my reward. Would you mind if I call you Clarkson? My old butler, you know. Queer place. Not what I expected, this. But what about the halos and the harps?
Oh, they often ask about them at first, sir, before they quite understand. Here you are, sir.
Oh. Just as advertised, but I don't know how to play this thing. Well, I suppose I've got to learn.
Not at all, sir. You've got to do nothing here, sir, excepting whatever you please.
Oh, that's fine. Well, is this my celestial mansion? Seems a bit bare, Clarkson.
Whatever furnishings, pictures, or hangings you desire, sir, shall be installed at once.
Why, I can have whatever I like, regardless of expense.
In this, as in all things, sir, you speak and I obey.
Well, absolutely everything?
Subject only, sir, to restrictions imposed by the nature of this place.
And what are they?
You must wish for nothing unpleasant or painful for yourself or others. Pain, suffering, struggle cannot exist on our plane.
Just as advertised. Well, how about some food? I'm as hungry as a devil.
Please, sir, never say that. Not here. What will you have for luncheon, sir?
Oh, I'll leave it to you. Something filling. Can I smoke up here?
Corona, sir? Here you are, sir.
Well, of course, you're all teetotalers here.
Will you try some Veuve Clicquot 1906? And before that, a Chateau Lafitte 74? And a Chartreuse with your coffee, sir?
Well, I'm damned.
These are expletives, sir. In this place, sir.
Oh, I beg your pardon, yes, sir. I should say I'm blessed. You know, I never expected to get a drink if I was saved.
Luncheon is served, sir.
Clarkson, take this halo away, will you? It tickles my ears.
Time passes, and eternity lies ahead, just around the corner.
Best lunch I ever ate. Quick stuff, that ambrosia. Orchid manna. This is what I call life.
Eternity, sir?
Oh, yes. And this furniture, these paintings, are these things originals? How much is this stuff in this room worth?
There's nothing here to buy, sir, since you've only to ask to receive. So we can't speak of things here in terms of money.
Oh, yes, of course, that would be true. Then all these masterpieces aren't worth a dollar. Anybody can have these things. This is good.
Yes, sir. But if you'd like money, I can bring you any number of millions. In gold or notes, just as you prefer.
Well, what good is it if it won't buy anything?
Oh, none, sir. But still, some gentlemen, when they first come, like to finger it. So we give it to them just as we give jewels to a lady.
But every other woman can have stones just as fine.
Yes, sir. And she soon gets tired of Queen's necklaces.
Yes, I can see she would. Do you have movies and theatres?
The originals of all plays, films, and music are here. Performances take place whenever you wish, sir. You select the programs yourself.
Why, it's even better than the advertisements promised. You know, I've always been so tired in the evenings to enjoy a show. I might make up for it here.
You'll have plenty of time to do that, sir.
Indeed. Oh, marriage and giving in marriage. What about that, Clarkson?
I understand, sir. I'll collect a harem this afternoon. Your specifications, sir.
Oh, come, Clarkson. Come. I'm a good Christian. Nothing like that.
Just as you wish, sir.
But if you could introduce me to some nice girls, you know, just in a quiet, friendly way.
Well, certainly, sir. So stupid of me. I had forgotten that you were an Anglo-Saxon. What do you wish to do now, sir?
See the sights, Clarkson. I've not been outside my mansion yet, you know. I want to look over your town or country or whatever you call it.
You shall see the great palaces of the thrones, powers, principalities, the temples of jasper and emerald, the streets of gold and the gates of pearl.
Oh, I thought they were figures of speech.
Oh, no. Not here, sir.
Well, come along and show me. Oh, and Clarkson, you might tear out all this French furniture. Let's have some Italian old masters and fittings to match.
Which school do you prefer, sir?
Oh, I don't know one school from the other, but get me the best from all schools.
As you would say on earth, sir, the most expensive?
That's it. Market price sets the value. But all this stuff up here has no price. That's what beats me.
It's beyond the price, sir.
Well, what are you going to show me now will bowl me over? Eh, Clarkson?
All our guests are very much impressed, sir, for the first few days.
Time passes, a year or so as we measure time here on Earth. The gentleman of the motor car is seen reclining on a heavily gilded couch, his feet cocked up on two crouching golden cupids. He wearily throws a crossword puzzle to the floor.
Clarkson, I wish you were here.
You wished for me, sir?
Clarkson, these ladies I meet are getting on my nerves. Too stunning, too clever, too charming, too obliging. What are their names again?
Helen, Thais, Cleopatra, Madame du Barry, Lady Hamilton.
Yes. I've read about two of them, but what made you pick them out for me?
You gave me no direction, sir, so I applied what you said about your interior decorating.
What are you talking about?
The best from all schools. And the most expensive.
Well, this evening I want to meet some ordinary women. This everlasting perfection pulls, Clarkson. It pulls. It. You know, Clarkson, what I'd really like is some work.
Whatever you wish, sir. What kind shall I provide?
Well, how can I work here? What is work?
In this case, sir, something to amuse you, sir.
Oh, that isn't work. Work is trying to do or reach out or get something you want. I used to work for money. But whether it's money, a woman, a bird, or a mountaintop you're after, you must want what you work for. Now, when I want anything, I get it at once. Therefore, I can't work for it. Nothing to work for, no work. So I must live through eternity.
Oh, very well reasoned, sir. That's how the philosophers talk for the first 10 years or so after they come.
And what do they do after that?
What the rest do, sir?
Exist.
Well, do people in the...
I don't know, sir. I've not been there since souls began to arrive.
Oh, you have been there, then?
Not for 40,000 years, sir. And then I left in a hurry.
Really? You know, Clarkson, there's one thing left that really would pick me up.
Only one, sir. Already?
I'd like to see the world again. I couldn't go back just for a visit.
The only thing you can't do here, sir, is leave. But these will serve you just as well. With these binoculars, you can see the world. They're very remarkable glasses, sir, specially designed to gratify the strongest human passion.
And what is that?
A curiosity. You can pick out the star Earth, then look at a continent, then focus down to a city, then to a house, and then see right through the walls and into every room. Many arrivals here are amused for years with these, sir.
Give them here. Oh, I know a lot of people down there whose private lives I like to investigate. Give them to me, Clarkson, quickly, give them.
Time passes, and eternity is young. We see the gentleman of the motor car walking impatiently back and forth across a marble pavement, curbed with gold.
I want you. Don't pop so much, man.
Very well, sir.
Clarkson, I'm bored. Bored to extinction.
Not extinction, sir. Not here.
I'm sick to death of this eternal life.
That paradox has escaped you before, sir.
I've always worked at something. By giving him whatever I want, you prevent me from working for it.
You made that clear before, sir. It can't be helped.
Well, what am I to do today? I'm tired of everything.
Of watching the world, sir? So soon?
Those cursed binoculars. Clarkson, I never thought myself a saint down there, but what I've seen since you gave me those glasses, things seem all right when you look at a crowd in the street, at the outside of things, but when you see inside, oh. Well, why don't you suggest something? Is this my reward to be bored to the end of time?
Strictly speaking, sir, there is no end to time. The phrase we use here, sir, is from everlasting to everlasting.
Everlasting fiddlesticks. I want you to tell me what to do.
More later, sir?
There's nothing in that, Clarkson, when you only have to wish.
But any uncertainty would mean you mightn't get what you want. And what you desire, that you must have.
Why must I?
Order, sir. From General Headquarters.
Well, I call it rotten. It's driven me to drink, that's what it has. Well, the trouble is, I can't get drunk.
Well, if you were drunk, you would be ill afterwards. You'd have headaches.
But I want to be ill. I want headaches.
There can be no illness, no ache, sir, as I made clear to you when you came.
Well, what is there left, then? What are you standing there for like one of those frozen heathen statues? Suggest something.
Well, please don't be angry with me, sir. I carry out my orders, sir. My orders are to do the very best for you I can. I'm in the same boat myself, sir.
And you're aboard here, too?
Oh, infinitely, sir.
You don't show it?
Well, I believe I did, sir, for the first few thousand years.
Good. Good Lord.
You mustn't say that, sir, here.
But there must be something left for me to do.
Well, you might experiment to find more appropriate clothes, sir.
Well, how often have I told you that I won't wear wings or nightgowns? This suit and this hat are all I have to remind me of life where I sweated and was kicked about and was as happy even if I didn't know it. And what's more, when these curves wear out, you've got to replace them.
Very good, sir.
Why, I was wearing this suit from my motor crash, and you asked me to give it up. My last real experience. My last thrill. You can't imagine what agony I felt from my crushed thigh before I fainted. My last pain.
Well, I don't know what to propose, sir. But when there's anything you want...
There is pain, that's what it is. I want to suffer.
Well, I'm afraid you can't do that here, sir.
Well, I'm sick of heaven.
Sick of heaven, sir?
Well, I want to want things I can't have.
A contradiction in terms, sir.
But I can't stand this confounded everlasting bliss.
We all have to stand it, sir.
Well, whatever the devils do to me, it can't be as bad as this. I want to go to hell.
Why, sir, wherever do you think you are? This is hell, sir.